All right, good afternoon, everyone. We are now back in session. Carla, we have two items left, but could we please read them together? Could you please read item number 1295 and 1296?
Yes, 1295, amend property tax exemption for multiple unit housing development code and inclusionary housing code to extend the current inclusion rate and fee in lieu for affordable units until 2020. And 1296, amend inclusionary housing code to extend the current inclusion rate and fee in lieu for affordable units until 2021.
Director Callahan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor. Commissioner Shannon Callahan of the Portland Housing Bureau. Due to the lateness of the your council session this afternoon, we're going to get right to the guts of the matter. And we do have a PowerPoint for you if you have any questions, but we thought we'd make this very simple for you this afternoon. So as the mayor said, we are here, the council clerk said, we are here to ask your permission to extend the current sunset for a lowered inclusion rate outside of the central city for an additional 2 years. As you may recall, when you passed the original inclusionary housing program, you set a lowered inclusion rate in the neighborhoods outside of the central city at 8% and 15% for units at 60% or 80%. We believe that the program is showing signs of working in the neighborhoods, and that the market is still adjusting to the program, and we believe the market needs additional time to adjust before we would ramp up from a 15% to a 20% requirement in the neighborhoods. In addition, we'll also be doing a series of additional refinements to the program starting next year with a work plan for looking at a variety of different areas to make sure that the program is calibrated correctly to adjust to the market realities. And so I have both Matthew Schibold and Tyler Bump here with me if you had any questions for us, and otherwise I would...
What comes after the word from on this recommended action?
Well, that's a good question.
I think
it would just be a period. I think from is a little bit of an additional word, but thank you, Commissioner.
Okay. Congratulations, Commissioner Fish. We were seeing if everybody was really paying attention to this presentation. Why is the pause? This is probably a longer than necessary
we're
pause.
We're here to respond to any questions that you
that
may.
That was the PowerPoint. Wow.
That was excellent. The most economical PowerPoint we've ever seen.
You know, if she hadn't added the extra word, we could have cut half the time out of this.
So we have slides if we need them to help answer any questions you might have. But at this point, Lord, we would conclude our presentation.
Wow. Good.
All right. Is there any further discussion, any public testimony on this item, Carla?
Oh, wait. Thank you. I just wish I had awards to hand out for the best and shortest presentation ever.
That's what I like about Shannon. She doesn't mince words. She says, I'm going to keep this short and to the point.
I was raised by Commissioner Salzman professionally, so you all know that I know the value of a short and succinct presentation.
I show three people have signed up.
Very good.
We have Robert Patterson, Tim O'Brien, and I believe it's Blue, BLU.
Come on up.
Hi, everybody.
Good afternoon.
I'm Robert Patterson. I wish that I had caught more of the earlier presentations, I guess, because it's a matter that's close to my heart. Gosh, you know, I had never been homeless before moving to Portland, Oregon, and while this, in many senses, is a great city to be homeless in because there are a number of world-class services available to homeless people, it is nevertheless a challenge to be homeless anywhere, I imagine. When I say that homelessness should be a protected class, What I think of is the many times that I've been arrested by the Portland Police Bureau for trespassing, only to have the charges dropped the next day. That happened to me last night, actually. I still need to go out to the property and evidence warehouse to pick up the property that was taken from me during that arrest. In fact, the majority of arrests made in this county are of people that are homeless, even though the homeless population of this county is only 3%. That reminds me of Jim Crow era Mississippi. And Portland deserves better. Mayor, why do we arrest so many homeless people?
So I've been very patient. As you know, this is related to inclusionary housing. You were here this morning. You testified on numerous things.
Can we stop the clock while he's speaking?
Well, you asked me a question. The testimony is supposed to be germane to what we are actually talking about. And we're not talking about that. We're talking about the inclusionary housing extension.
Why does the city arrest so many homeless people, Mayor?
That is not what we are here to discuss. And if you'd like to take that up, we can take that up in
a different
time.
Sir, every time I try to go to your office, I find the doors locked.
You are in violation of our council rules. You are wasting other people's time.
Mr. Patterson?
We'll take a recess.
Sir?
Yes.
Let's go.
Some leaders show leadership.
Well, I think our open signal folks are getting pretty good at it, too.
We're back in session. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor, council members. My name is Tim O'Brien. I'm a local developer here in town with a company called Urban Asset Advisors. Appreciate you taking the time to hear this. I actually think the recommendation that Shannon made is a good one. I've currently got two projects that actually just recently broke ground under your IZ program. Actually, very much support it. I think there's a lot of social benefits to the program, mixing low income with market rate. And both those projects, for the record, are actually underneath the ramp-up period. So we're doing 8% at 60% of median income on those projects. So I think, you know, as I think you probably are all aware, just keep in touch with the market. There are a lot of headwinds right now to development in general. IZ is one of them, but it's one of many. Hard costs, interest rates haven't gone up. So I guess I'm just going on the record saying, hey, I think this is a good idea. I don't think we couldn't do a project right now, even with these lower rates, quite honestly, just because of what's happened with interest rates and hard costs. But I think we all can agree that the pipeline right now is not what we want it to be in the city for what we know to be our future housing needs based on our rate of growth, job growth, and population growth. So I would encourage you to pass this. I've talked to some of your staff as well about just making sure, and some of you actually, about keeping tabs on this program and relating the different percentages and impacts it has based on other factors in the market that might be headwinds, and encourage, you know, what you're doing right now, which is, I believe, semi-annual reviews of success of the project, pipeline, and just keeping track of it and making sure that we're encouraging housing. We don't want to be in a situation where we were, you know, 7-8 years ago, severely under shortage of housing and rents going through the roof. And I think we're seeing all right now the impacts of just the market supply and demand. We've delivered a lot of supply over the last 8 years, and that supply is now coming into the market. We're seeing rents stabilize, and actually in many cases, a lot of our projects, actually rents are going down. We're giving concessions. So I think that cycle worked. Anyway, I think that's it. If you have any questions for me, please.
Thank you. Commissioner Saltzman.
I'm just curious to know where the two projects are that you are using the inclusionary zoning for.
You bet. So we built a project, Multnomah Village, was our kind of phase one, and the second phase is inclusionary zoning, just right on Capitol Highway across from the community center there.
That's
39 units. It's the old gas station site.
Right.
And then our second one is out on Division and 33rd, right by Pock Pock. We built, again, a phase one that was not inclusionary, 30 units, and actually this will be 54 units that will have the inclusionary units in it.
Great.
Both those have broken ground here in the last 2-3 weeks.
Well, thanks for being a leader.
Yeah, hey.
I don't have a question as much of as a request. If you could just share your secrets with your colleagues in the industry who are struggling to make these developments pencil out. I know things are changing. It might not be as
And I have. Yeah, I've actually spoken on the subject in many. I usually only speak at industry events, but I definitely am, you know, very supportive of my compadres in the industry. We all actually, it's a very collegial group of folks. And yeah.
It's just great to hear from a developer who embraces inclusionary housing. I think some developers see it as a penalty or an impediment. And we, you know, we have an obligation to make sure that there is adequate affordable housing that meets our actual demand. And developers benefit from all the public dollars that we invest in our city and infrastructure, parks, whatever. And so I wish more people kind of took your view.
Yeah, and I will say part of it is, you know, I'm a local developer. These are private individuals that are investing in this project. The returns are not the level. We also do institutional investments. We do some larger scale stuff like the Grand Belmont at the Bridgehead. It doesn't work for large scale. It wouldn't have worked even 2 years ago when we first signed up. So there's going to have to be some other adjustments over time as we calibrate this thing and get it to work. But yeah, and I would say at least most of the developers that I know definitely are happy to embrace it and use it. But it does, I mean, the returns are low enough where it can't attract outside kind of institutional capital that's going to get a lot of quantity done. I mean, these are pretty small projects, obviously, on the scale that they could have been. So, but yeah, I think it's a really good as a city that we're doing this, and I think it's just finding that sweet spot of how do we deliver these units, and you know, how do we subsidize them just enough to help them get and keep the returns to get them done, and but not over subsidize them, right?
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Excellent. Any further questions? Very good. We'll take up the ordinances in their order. 1295, please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you, Director Callahan, and your team. Thanks to everybody who's worked on this. It's really great to get to 4 o'clock on a long day and know that we've got a housing bureau that has things organized and under control. Thank you. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Thanks, Director Callahan, and your team. Aye.
Wheeler.
Inclusionary housing is a new tool that we have in addressing our city's housing crisis and fostering diverse neighborhoods now and for the future. Okay, we've got an issue here. We'll take a recess.